I've been voting here at this location for almost the last 10 years.
I have registered, and now they're telling me that they don't have it.
I get here today. For some reason, my name is not on the list.
Like I say, I want to vote, and I'm going to vote.
Despite last month's inauguration of President Bush, for many, voting irregularities like those portrayed in the film made by election protection volunteers remain an open wound. A forum held by Congressman John Conyers of Michigan in Washington, D.C., and the ultimate publishing of the document What Went Wrong in Ohio, as well as a groundswell of public outcry, led to the first debate over the certification of the Electoral College vote in over 100 years. That debate over the vote now continues in the courts. The Green and Libertarian parties, who sponsored a recount in Ohio, are now calling for another recount, charging that the last one was not done in accordance with state and federal laws. Blair Bouvier is media director of the Green Party's Cobb LaMarche campaign.
In Ohio, state law provides that the recount is done in a very specific manner, and that is that 3% of the precincts in a particular county are chosen at random for the recount. And we know that 86 of Ohio's 88 counties did not select the precincts at random. Now, this may not seem like a big deal to people, but essentially it's like showing up for a poker game with strangers and finding that your cards have already been put down on the table. You really should have randomness in this because it's the only thing that protects the process. Another thing is that the recounts are done individually on a county-by-county basis. And the way the process works is that the 3% of precincts are chosen, a hand count is done, and a machine count is done. If the two counts match, then that's the extent of the recount in that county. If they don't match, they're done again. And if they still don't match, then a county goes ahead and does a countywide hand recount. But a number of counties, when their initial count did not match, failed to do the countywide recount. There were also some really serious problems with the security of the ballots and the voting machines. In one county, Hocking County, there was an affidavit filed by the Assistant Director of Elections that a representative from the company that programs the vote counting machine there came in and basically instructed the county staff on how to make results of the recount come out right. In other words, he was sort of fixing it in advance and told them how to post a cheat sheet on their wall so that they could record the votes and then make sure that the recount matched the number of votes. That was referred to the FBI for investigation. And there are a number of other problems with security for the ballots where boards of elections were left open and unlocked, where ballots were just left in very public places and scattered among chips and people's sandwiches and things like that. So it's very clear that there weren't uniform standards for the recount in Ohio, that the election officials did not take it very seriously, and they did not follow the law.
FreePress.org, based in Ohio, has published detailed articles on the irregularities. In a December 31st article, they note that some Republican precincts were certified with nearly or over 100% of the registered voters voting, while precincts in predominantly Democratic areas showed turnouts appeared to be as low as 7%. In Warren and Butler counties, the Supreme Court justice race pointed to fraud. The left-leaning Ellen Connolly received thousands of votes more than Kerry, while her opponent, the conservative Chief Justice Moyers, received thousands of votes less than Bush. That would mean that thousands of voters came to the polls and voted for Supreme Court justice but didn't vote for president on the Democratic side, and vice versa on the Republican side. In addition, Moyers is the judge who will be making the decision about the recount. Go to freepress.org for a litany of other conflicts of interest and irregularities. Since the recount, the Green Party has been taking flack for the money it raised to do the recounts in New Mexico and Ohio. Blair Bouvier of the Cobb LaMarche campaign denies that any of this money is lining the pockets of the Green Party.
Well, that's absolutely ridiculous. We raised approximately $250,000 for the recount, and that's pretty shoestring compared to the $15 or $50 million that John Kerry specifically raised for recounts and for post-election litigation. And as we know, the Kerry campaign basically did nothing besides, despite having millions of dollars and an army of lawyers. We very specifically raised money for a recount. The recount in Ohio, the filing fee alone cost approximately $113,000. So there's nothing hidden. There's no secret motives. We raised money for a recount. We paid for a recount. We paid staff. We paid associated fees of training and recruiting volunteers. And we still have a recount request pending. It's still possible that we might have to go back into Ohio and do a recount again. The Green Party itself is not the entity that raised money for the recount. The Cobb LaMarche campaign did, and that's where the funds are, and they are going towards the recount. If and when the recount phase of this is over and there are any funds that are left, they'll be distributed in accordance with federal law.
I know that a couple of the lawsuits that went to the Ohio Supreme Court trying to speed up the recount, they failed because John Kerry was not involved.
Well, with one correction, that's correct. Those cases were filed in federal court in Ohio, not in the Supreme Court. And that's true. We tried to expedite the recount, and the judge rather explicitly said that while we did have a right to a recount, that we did not have a right to expedite the process because we would not suffer irreparable harm, which is a legal standard that we would have had to show in order to get an injunction. The judge did say that if the Kerry campaign was in his courtroom requesting the same thing, that he would have been inclined to consider it more seriously, that they could have shown irreparable harm. So, yes, it's true, by Kerry sitting out essentially the Ohio recount, things took on a very different flavor.
Do you have any idea why they decided not to push for a recount?
You know, they had their own publicly stated reasons, but I think it was just a very calculated political move that essentially wound up letting down their supporters and letting down the thousands of people who waited hours in the cold rain in Ohio. I think Senator Kerry was more interested in preserving his status in Washington and the country club that is known as the Senate, and less interested in standing up for democracy and for the people who voted for him.
Are you aware of any other irregularities that have been surfacing across the country? For instance, I read on the web, and I checked out the facts myself, that 106% of the voters in Wyoming showed up to vote on voting day.
That's a pretty good voter turnout, isn't it? there have been irregularities all across the country, and I think that what we can learn from this is that our voting system is far from perfect. After the 2000 election, there was a California University and MIT joint study which showed that somewhere between 4 and 6 million people in the 2000 election didn't have their votes counted for president. You know, that's a pretty whoppingly huge number. That's a number that's greater than the population of many states in this country. So there are a number of problems with our elections. We have what Bev Harris calls black box voting. We have electronic voting machines that don't produce paper trails. The voting machines are owned by companies that contribute heavily to the Republicans and to some extent, I think, to the Democrats as well. We have lack of uniform standards. We don't have a constitutional right to vote. We use a winner-take-all voting system, which is ancient and which has largely been discredited and not used by most democracies throughout the world. So we have an awful lot of problems with our election system, and if there's anything good that's come out of the Ohio situation, it's that we've really seen a new voting rights movement emerge, which is energized and which is working to take on a number of different aspects of election reform.
Blair Bobier, Media Director for the Cobb LaMarche Campaign. To follow ongoing lawsuits, go to votecobb.org, blackboxvoting.org, or freepress.org. From the Trenches is produced by Chicago's Independent Media Center. You can post your own story, listen to this program again, or find links to news and upcoming events in Chicago and around the world through our internet address. The address is www.chicago.indymedia.org. Many thanks to WLUW for their continued support. Listen again on the fourth Monday in March for another report from the Trenches.